cares about this garbage?
Turns out Mariah Carey is kind of a prude after revealing how many people she has had sex with in the new issue of Cosmopolitan. Mariah Carey said, "I haven't had that many, but there have been a variety pack," which I don't even know what that means.
Oh, you know what that means.
She says, "I've only been with 5 people in my life, so I'm kind of a prude, honestly, compared to most others in the field."
5?
When it comes to current pop stars, Mariah said, "They have no idea what I went through as a child to even get to be an 18-year-old girl with the record deal. This was before you could just go on YouTube and sing. A lot of artists say they write, but they don't really write. No offense to anybody, that's just what I've seen." She said even current pop stars are just nude in front of everybody.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, that's like kind of shots fired.
Oh, that's definitely shots fired.
Mariah Carey's slut shaming out here. Yeah, Lady Gaga made a giant announcement on social media yesterday.
"The last thing the world needs is another beauty brand. But that's too bad. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But at House Laboratories, we say beauty's how you see yourself, your glam, your expression, your artistry. We want you to love yourself."
I love that. So she started her own beauty line called House Laboratories. The line will be sold exclusively on Amazon and is reportedly inspired by Gaga's early days as an aspiring singer in Lower Manhattan. Pre-orders are available on July 15th. Nicki Minaj is pulling out of a concert in Saudi Arabia because she says she wants to show support for women's rights, gay rights, and freedom of expression. The rapper was originally scheduled to headline Jeddah World Fest on July 1st. Minaj said, "While I want nothing more than to bring my show to fans in Saudi Arabia, after better educating myself on the issues, I believe it is important for me to make my clear support for the rights of women, the LGBTQ community, and freedom of expression." Other performers at the concert include former One Direction member Liam Payne and DJ producer Steve Aoki. Ariana Grande is speaking out on her relationship with Pete Davidson in the new issue of Vogue, saying that their engagement and relationship was frivolous and highly unrealistic.
Wow.
Yeah, she said, "Before meeting Pete, my friends were like, come, we're going to have a fun summer. And then I met Pete and it was amazing and distracting. It was frivolous and fun and insane and highly unrealistic. And I loved him and I didn't know him. I'm like an infant when it comes to real life and this old soul, been around the block million times artist. I still don't trust myself with the life stuff." Grande also said that after the death of former boyfriend Mac Miller and the end of her engagement to Davidson, she was in a sad place and was drunk all of the time. So drunk that she doesn't even remember the process of writing the Thank You Next album.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Grande also said that she would happily sell fewer albums in order to speak out on issues like gun control and, in her words, Trump era blankery.
I love how Ariana just keeps it real all the time.
She 1,000% keeps it real. I'm obsessed with Ariana Grande, and it's just so sad to think that she was in a place to where she felt like she had to just drink all the time to kind of like numb the mind.
Yeah.
Coming up in the next Garbage an hour from now, some Beyonce news, and also Breaking Bad fans are livid.